All music is a journey, but a concert coming up this weekend will get very specific by highlighting the wide range of music you hear as you travel in Latin America. Daniel Dickey is a longtime student and performer of those many styles. He and vocalist Sandy Tsukiyama and multi-instrumentalist Dwayne Padilla will present a musical journey from Mexico to Argentina this weekend in our Atherton studio. And Daniel and his cohorts are with us in our studio. Daniel, thanks to all for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
What sparked your interest in the music of this part of the world?
Well, I grew up in Texas listening to Mexican music, mm-hmm. and I started playing in mariachi groups when I was much younger. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Peru in 1973 and spent a lot of time in Peru over the 70s and discovered a completely different style of Latin American music,
yeah.
and ended up working with various teachers there. And then I got interested in all the other styles of music from South America and the Caribbean. And so I just collected different music.
You know, I wish somebody would make a world map where if you sort of hover over the map, you would hear the sound of that region, because it's really phenomenal how a sound can change over a distance of a couple of hundred miles, isn't it?
All the different regions of the different countries in Latin America have their own styles. Each country has lots of different styles.
Yeah.
They can be totally different.
We're originating how? From some of it bleeding from European music, but where else?
Of course, the original from the Spanish colonists that came over, but of course, all the other influences that influence different styles of Latin American music, African music,
yeah.
Native musics of the different groups in the Americas, you know, especially in Peru and Bolivia, the Quechua and Aymara speaking peoples. So all those different things that come in to blend to make the music.
Well, let's hear a sample. Well, you're playing guitar. Dwayne is playing accordion. Sandy is singing. This is from Mexico.
This is a corrido by a very famous singer-composer in Mexico, José Alfredo Jiménez. And corridos are ballads, they're stories. And this mm-hmm. is a well-known story about a horse.
Okay.
In northern Mexico and south Texas, a very ranching culture.
Sure.
So this is a story about a horse.
Siguió pa' Camorca y por Mexicali sentí que moría. Subió paso a paso por la rumorosa, llegó hasta Tijuana con la luz del día. Cumplida su hazaña, se fue a Rosarito y no quiso echarse hasta ver Ensenada. Este fue el corrido del caballo blanco que salió un domingo de Guadalajara.
You know, Daniel, so much of our American music counts in four beats, and it's great to hear a waltz that strong. The people in that part of the country love to waltz, don't they?
Yes, it's a very traditional waltz, as well as a lot of music that's in 6/8, which is another triple meter.
Yeah.
So much all over Latin America is in 6/8 meter.
Informed really by the styles of dance, yeah?
Yes, almost all of the different styles go along with dances. Yeah.
Yeah. And so as you learn the music, you sort of have to learn how the dances work, don't you?
Yeah, and I with one of my music groups back in Texas, I do a lot of the dances as well. We do all kinds of educational programs where
yeah.
we show the music and dance.
Were you able to find a lot of good teachers in Texas to take you through these regional styles?
No. I mostly in different parts of Latin America studying.
You had to kind of do some detective work.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Now you're playing the tiple, which has four courses of doubled strings, right?
Actually, tripled strings.
Triple.
Yeah, this is a Colombian instrument.
Hence the name, yeah.
similar to other instruments in, around the Caribbean, like the tres in Cuba and mm-hmm. the cuatro in Puerto Rico, is a tiple, and it has three, and it on each string, it has two high notes and one low note, one octave note. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it has a very distinctive sound.
It sure does, yeah. Now, what is this song?
We're going to play a song from Venezuela. This is a joropo, which is a dance, a very well-known dance in Venezuela, sort of the national dance.
Uh-huh.
And this is by a very famous Venezuelan composer, Torrealba. This is called Pajarillo Verde, the little green bird.
Uh-huh.
Pajarillo verde, cómo no quieres que llore. Pajarillo verde, cómo no voy a llorar. Pajarillo verde, cómo no quieres que llore. Pajarillo verde, cómo no voy a llorar. Ay, 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 una sola vida tengo. Pajarillo verde y me la quieren quitar. Ay, 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 si una sola vida tengo. Pajarillo verde y me la quieren quitar. Pajarillo verde, ¿qué te puede dar un indio? Pajarillo verde, por mucho que tú no quieras. Pajarillo verde, ¿qué te puede dar un indio? Pajarillo verde, por mucho que tú no quieras. Ay, 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 es un sarto de cangrejos. Pajarillo verde, eso será cuando llueva. Y un ensarto de cangrejo, pajarillo verde, esto será cuando llueva.
That was great, you guys. Sandy Sukiyama, Daniel Dickey, and Dwayne Padilla will perform Un Recorrido Musical desde México hasta Argentina, a musical journey from Mexico to Argentina, in HPR's Atherton Studio on Saturday, August 27th. And you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.